So, Hare Krishna, this will be our last session together, and I was thinking, with a little help from a devotee, what to do really in this last session that is most useful for you. And I had an idea. I wanted to help you today to get an understanding of the three points which are important when you present kirtan yourself. All of you will be going somewhere to various places. I know I've spoken yesterday with two devotees who will try to open this kirtan scene in Spain, actually, and they did already the first very, very successful steps in this direction. Others will maybe go home, and although you may not be yoga teachers, or let us say, you may not give conferences or appear in concerts and have to arrange a kirtan on the stage. No, you may just be at home and do kirtan at home and may invite some friends to your programs. So there are various scenarios in which you will come, but for all of you, I feel it is very important to learn about three points which are necessary if you want to present kirtan, if you want to chant kirtan with others. I would really like to first of all speak about this concept of sankirtan, doing kirtan together. It is said that in the present time, this sankirtan, kirtan with many, is much more powerful than doing kirtan alone. Yes, you could obviously sit in your house or in the nature and do kirtan alone, and you should do that. But when you come together with many, or with at least some, it's like an increasing potency which happens. I would like to give you an example. When you take a candle and place it place it before one mirror, then the candle light of that candle will be increased maybe double the time or in intensity. But now imagine you take two mirrors or even three mirrors. When you have a candle, the light will be really exponentially increasing. I saw that when I was invited to Russia, at the time when there was Glasnost and Perestroika. It was the opening of the country to Western influences. And we had a program with the Goranga Bhajan group. That was a group which presented kirtan in a very big way. And we had, imagine, 33,000 people in the Olympic Hall. It was really a well-attended event. And I do remember when we had this, in the end, the kirtan, where everyone was invited to join us. An atmosphere was created that I will never forget. I can only say it was mildly intoxicating. Mildly intoxicating. And that was a wonderful experience. It was a spiritual, overwhelming influence. It overwhelmed the consciousness, and we could really feel very, very divine states happening. And that was because the light was reflected in so many mirrors, in so many hearts. So when you do kirtan. It is good to do it alone, to do it many as much as possible. I always like to sing when I don't write or read or speak. I like to sing kirtan, like I saw many people in India do this, devotees and so on. But really, if you can invite others and do it with many, you have such a benefit, and also the people have such a benefit, that this one activity, coming together and doing kirtan, is really praised as the most effective spiritual process in this age. I have heard that in American yoga centers, where the yoga movement is very big, there are many yoga centers in even the smallest towns, they have understood now that before and after the yoga sessions, they want to do kirtan, because the effect is just so immediately there. It's a substantial spiritual effect. So I would like to encourage you to consider how you can make full use of the kirtan course and what you learn here by also becoming a kirtan leader, either in your home when you invite friends. You can start in the bathroom, you know, that's maybe not. The Germans always sing in the bathroom. That is known, but you can start alone, and then expand from there. That's what I wanted to say. Sorry to, but Ari's laughing at me. Yes. So, I would like to present 3 points which you can learn, and I would be happy, Bada Hari Prabhu, I will ask you at the end of my presentation to please share a few of what you do when you are on this stage and when you sing. I will also have an interesting group exercise. But my surprises I don't tell now. So the first thing which I want to mention is in kirtan there should be an inside-out approach. You should see that as you sit down and you have your harmonium most typically, or a pair of kartals or midanga, and you now start to sing. You should really make sure that you are entering now an inner space. Don't do it as a show, so to say, where you think of, well, maybe I have to gesticulate, or I have to smile, or you have to really enter your own sacred space. You have to be centered and contact something there which is always waiting for you to be contacted. That is either devotion, that's when you are devotee of Krishna, or something of some spiritual feeling which you have. Like, I know kirtan leaders who think, I want to make sure that I'm totally centered, I'm with myself, but not the false self, not the ego. I'm with my real self, which is part of the supreme, however they define that, that is different. So you need to come to a sacred space, whatever that means for you, because that's where you want to lead people to. A leader is someone who knows where he's going and who can make others or inspire others to follow him. No, that's a leader. So when you are a kirtan leader, you need to know you want to go to that inner space and want to help people to reach their own inner space. That is really the essential point. Only after this is that you play the instrument nicely, or at least not in a disturbing way. You know, as good as possible. Let us say as good as possible for you. This is secondary. The external things like playing the instruments correctly or singing nicely, like Krishna Lila teaches all of you. I don't say you should not learn the instruments. I don't want to say don't sing nicely, but this is secondary. I remember, and I shared this yesterday with Badahari. I was once in a workshop by a very well-known musician. His father is Karl-Heinz Stockhausen. Those who studied music will know he's the one with the 12-tone scale. And he is an accomplished musician. So he said, I will improvise with you today in the evening. I will request you to stand up and sing nicely. And he did some little spiritual talk so that people knew what he was meaning. But then he said, when you improvise as a musician, it does not mean that you should not learn your instruments. Often you find total laymen saying, I'm improvising now, and it sounds like noise, really. A musician should learn his instruments so that when he receives an intuition, when he has an inspiration, that he can put out there, his hands and his musical talents are good enough to let that inspiration come through his music. No, but more important than the instrumental knowledge is really, or the instrumental skill is really, the intuition. That's why we come to a good musician. He's not like Marek. Marek is our handyman. I mean, by the way, he's a wonderful person, I understood. But a kirtan leader is not a musical handyman who has learned to use hammer and nails or harmonium and cartels in a nice way. No, a kirtan leader is someone who gives spiritual inspiration. And for that, he needs to contact that inner space. Therefore, if you want to be a good kirtan leader, it's good if you educate yourself a little. Read spiritual literature. Have a spiritual practice. Eat properly and don't eat, violent food where you need to kill meat and all these things. No, because you want people to experience something everyone craves for so much, the sacred inner space. No, that isn't that true? We don't want to sit with a showman and a kirtan. We want to sit with someone, we want to have our kirtan leader, we want that he is deeply connected, that he's in the inner space, and that comes out. See, when you have a lemon and you squeeze a lemon, only what is it called? Lemon juice comes, not mango juice. So when the kirtan leader opens his mouth and the juice comes out, it's really what is inside of him. And that in kirtan, because it's a spiritual music, is really interesting. No? That is what we count, what we wish. And it's all the more better if he is able to also play the instrument nicely. No, we know this with our Badahari, or there is another kirtan leader whom I like to sit in with the kirtan, Madhava. You know, they know how to play the instruments so that the mood which they try to create can be transported also in the instruments. But they need to make sure they have the right mood. Good. The next thing is, so this was the inside-out experience, out approach, right? That if you want to take note, that would be your note. The inside-out approach in kirtan is important. Now we come to the second point. Now, what do you do to create an experience? There must be, when you have an experience, three things are necessary. First of all, you must be able to create the experience. Then you must be able to transmit the experience. And the third is, you need people who are capable to make an experience. A total deaf man can't hear you. A blind man can't see you if you want to have something visual going on. So the kirtan experience, let's first start with producing the kirtan. The intention is very important. Where your intention goes, there is where the energy of the kirtan goes. Try to sit down as a servant of the kirtan. It's a different concept than I have many friends who are musicians, stage musicians also, and they also, the more mature people also want to create just something where the people are satisfied. Especially in kirtan, you must be a servant. You want, your intention is that the people take something home with them and they will feel it. They will feel it. If you come on the stage of the kirtan performance and you just, oh, I rather would eat a pizza, you know, and you have the intention really to eat a pizza, the people will see if you come with this intention or if you come with a good intention. Then, second is, you must bring the instruments. Take care that your instrument is good, is working, that in the harmonium no key is out of tune. And also, be an instrument yourself. Very important. That something comes through you. I do remember, have you heard about the German musician Bach? Anyone? Yeah, our Alicia has heard. Because you study classical music? Yes. Bach is known for writing very religious music. He was a Christian. And I like to tell this. When he was in Leipzig, giving a presentation of his newest musical creations. It was, I think, 100 years back. People were not so technology was not so developed. So he was there with a piano, Klavier, we say it. Yeah, yeah. We say Klavier.
He didn't. Well, he didn't play piano.
Yeah,
piano. Pre-piano.
Pre-piano. So Klavier is the word. Is that an English word also? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Klavier. Yeah, Klavier. He was before the Klavier. It's like a piano, but it's older. Sorry?
The harpsichord.
The harpsichord, thank you.
He played also Klavier.
Yeah. The classical musicians, the pundits need to have a discussion here. So whatever it was a good instrument. So left and right, he had these people who were holding candles, you know, they had like 5 candles on each thing, and there was one standing here, he was with his harpsichord or clavier here, and there was the other person, and he started to play. First composition went excellent, there were 100 people in the room, it was a small presentation. Second went excellent. Then he came to the third. And as he came to the middle, to a particularly moving part, he was so moved that he fainted and he fell on the man who was holding the candles. He almost his you know, they would have artificial hair here, a wig. Big wick, you know, boom, almost caught fire, and he needed to be taken. He needed to get a little salt in the mouth. That was done in this case, and sprinkled water was sprinkled on him. So then he woke up after some time, short time from his swoon, and he said, "Let me try again." So he went up, and when he came to this particularly moving piece, so he felt so much moved inside that again he swooned. By now the audience were getting a little concerned. When he came out of the swoon, they said, "No need, we understand it's very good, but no need to play this if it is so much upsetting to you." But he just ignored it and tried it a third time. And again he swooned when he came to the place. So when he this time awoke, one spokesman from the audience said, "My dear Johann Sebastian," that was his first name, "you don't need to play this. We are convinced and you are a good man. Just skip it, go to your fourth piece." And then he looked at him and said, "How can I do this? This was given by God. How can I ignore it and cut it? I will try again." And again, he played, and somehow or other, with tears in his eyes, he made it. I like to tell the students this example because it shows you that a good person who does spiritual music will see himself as an instrument. When others praise him, "Oh, you did very well," he will say, "Well, I'm just an instrument." And by staying in this place, he will be used to give to the people something that is so important, that is divine inspiration. So important, so important. The last thing is to create a kirtan experience. You need to set up the space. Have a clean space, try to have it aired out because people will do a lot of breathing and singing. Everyone will not just breathe, but they will sing and need more air. Try to create a friendly atmosphere, maybe some candles, some incense, but not too much that everyone chokes. Set up a nice space, maybe with some pictures, or if you want no pictures, some clean, nice space where people can be not distracted, no, and be focused on it. That's a physical space. And then create a space by your words. Invite them. Welcome. We are now all, Kirtan is a group experience. It's not about me singing and you consuming the music or listening to the music. You will be asked to participate, and please participate fully so that we can all create together a wonderful experience. In other words, immediately include your audience and invite them into the space of the kirtan. They will appreciate it and they will feel encouraged to fully participate. So there should be an instant. The kirtan experience is primarily created by three things: the intention which you have, and really that will very much go through your whole kirtan. Think of yourself being an instrument who receives himself or herself divine inspiration, and set up the space, both the physical space as well as the mental space in which people enter. That's very, very good for you to make a kirtan event. These small things you can do always. You can do it very nice. Let me speak a little bit more about the intention, because I feel there are kirtan courses, but these things like intention, like coming from your inside, are not maybe taught so much in other kirtan courses. So let me say why this is important. I remember very much hearing about a Japanese, what do they have there? Zen, I think, in Japan. No? Zen master. This Zen master taught bow shooting, arranging flowers, and also painting. In all these three activities, bow shooting, arranging a flower bouquet, or painting anything. It could be a monkey, a cat, a person. Best is with one stroke. The art is secondary. What is of primary importance is the focus of on the Zen, a state of enlightenment as it is defined in the Buddhist tradition. Let me give you a little bit, because I was interested when I was a child in all this, a little bit an idea of how bow shooting can become an exercise to bring you to an inner state of calm, of freedom and enlightenment. For the first year, you are only allowed to pick up the bow, to move it towards the target. The third year, you pick up the bow, move it to the target, and pull the string, the bow string. And only the third year, you are allowed to loosen the arrow and shoot at the target. So while you do it, the body does it so so meditatively that your consciousness goes inside, and you're finally in that state of absolute calm. And when you have attained that state, the arrow usually goes into the target, and you don't really even notice it. It shoots from inside. The Zen shoots the arrow. So When this is done, the string will make a certain sound. Let us call the sound bing, but it could be another sound. I think it is another sound. So there was one American person, nothing against America, who shortened the process, and he made recordings of the ding of perfectly enlightened Zen masters, and he somehow could create that sound without really being in that state of consciousness. So he had not done the exercises, he had not done the meditation, he had not done anything. He had just produced the sound as a perfect harpist. Are they called harpist? Harpist would do. It was a good, perfect sound. Not perfect sound, a good sound. So he invited his Zen master to come and listen to his art, and he did everything. It made ping, and the arrow hit the target. Now that Zen master, the other Zen master, whom he wanted to show this, just looked at him, spit on the ground and walked away. Was not impressed because he had not understood why this is all done. So the intention and the inner orientation is so important, and everyone will hear it when you come from this place. Your neighbor will hear it. The other neighbor will hear it. You will feel it. It is that certain that intention to sing kirtan in the proper way. Kirtan means glorification, which everyone appreciates too much. Not too much means very much. The last point which I want to make is no ego. Haribo! you can just write down, no ego! Exclamation mark. Today I heard from one devotee the difference between a very good speaker and an excellent speaker. Can I tell you? When you hear a very good speaker, you go, wow, he spoke so good. When you hear the superior speaker, the excellent speaker, you will say, wow, this topic is so interesting. Do you see the difference? An excellent speaker is not about himself. Beautiful point, isn't it, Surabhi? I think you can appreciate it. It's not about himself. He wants to present something wonderful, which is much more wonderful. And a good speaker is wants that people think, yeah, you are very good. You speak so convincingly and so fired up. No, so a very good kirtan leader, you would think, wow, the voice was really something. But if you have an excellent kirtan leader, you would think, wow, this. It touched me so much. It was really something was happening. I made the experience, the kirtan experience. And that is because in the first case, the ego is there. In the second case, no ego is there. People immediately feel it. I don't want to make him feel embarrassed, but I'm a member of the Gaur Krishna band. Gaur Krishna is the one who sang with you this morning. And I have noted in him a remarkable absence of ego. Of course, we all have a little ego, and we need a little ego, so that when we wake up in the morning, we remember, okay, I have these duties. You know, we have some identifications there, but it's not so inflated, the ego. So that is very nice. I wanted to say, give these three rules to you. Mantras, inside out approach, because mantras open themselves up for you only when you come into this inner space, which I think in the evening you all experience some of it, no? When we sing the very nice kirtans here in the temple. I was yesterday, I still had some of my practice was not fulfilled, so completed. So I went outside to the cow barn and I sat there's a very nice bench where I like to sit. And I heard through the open window, wonderful kirtan was going on. Inside-out approach. Then the second point was how to create a kirtan experience. Sit down with the proper intention that you want to create a nice experience for the people. You are in some ways their servant. Consider yourself an instrument, but learn also the instruments nicely. And then set up the space. Very, very nice. Sattvic atmosphere, pure as much as possible, clean, pure, open, good air. Don't leave the windows too open, so that because if wind comes and it's a little cold, then it's not so nice. But before, just air it out. Let the old atmosphere go to the moon, and make some nice air, and then welcome everyone in the space. Very important. Explain, although they have heard it maybe, but explain it that we are all creating this atmosphere together and we need everyone. And last is no ego. That makes a very good kirtan. A good kirtan leader is distinguished from an excellent kirtan leader by the absence of ego and the constant need to place oneself in the center. I have now a little exercise for all of you. Please excuse me, I'm going. It's all right. I would like to that you build groups of four. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good, no? Groups of four. If you come together in groups of four, and then I will give you an exercise. I would like to form these groups a little bit. You will see what is in my mind, and you will understand its purpose. The easiest is to form the groups for the intent which I have in mind. If you go one, two, if you just count through, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc., 1, 2, you would be a 2, 3, 4, etc. And then you have to remember your number. If you're number one, that's your number, 2. And then the number ones can go here, the number two can go here, number three there, and the number four there. You got it? No problem, I will help you. For now, just count 1, 2, 3, 4. It is over, the next one goes, what? Yes. And remember your number. And then remember the number. Don't forget your number. We will, because we old men are a little slow. Let us start here.
I understood.
You're one. Yeah. Vavish, what are you?
We're starting here.
Yeah.
Three.
No, four.
Yeah, she said
four. Four, good. Sorry. Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
So, can I please request the ones to go here to Badahari Prabhu, the twos to go there in that corner, the threes to go there, and the fourth to go there. And then I will give you your task.
Four is here.
Yeah. We're all one.
Yes. I feel great satisfaction that you. We do this regularly and so good. You are all twos. And, oh, what are you?
Two.
No,
I want
to be on
your level.
No chat, Raseshwari?
No, I can do this, just not for a long time.
Maybe we should give her a cushion to sit.
No, this is perfect.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Fine, so please listen to the task. You are the organizer of a kirtan event. You are the organizing team. How would you organize a wonderful kirtan event? What would you what is important to be there? How would you instruct your kirtan leader whom you invite? Maybe you invite Badahari. No, you don't need to instruct him. Someone. How would you set up a kirtan event? Or even maybe you have two ideas for two kirtan events. One of you, I request to be a secretary. You note down what your group is coming up with, and after the pause, the secretary will be interviewed on TV about how your group sets up the kirtan event. Yeah, what you found, the various ideas. And discuss all the ideas. Be as creative as possible, but not ridiculously creative. I mean, it should be something which you can seriously do in the world. Yeah, would you look for a venue? Would you do it as your home? You know, various ideas we want to have, because at the kirtan, you will leave the kirtan course at one stage, right? And then it is very good that you can set up kirtan events. I know, for instance, Gopi Sundari does set up kirtan events in Italy, which are becoming very well known. Maybe you want to stay even in contact with her and come to one of the kirtan events. What are the things one needs to consider? No? Both in terms of preparing the event as well as in terms of running the event. Doing the kirtan. Yes? Any questions? No. So the first thing is, before you start discussing, who is your secretary? Secretary of State. He needs to be able to write, he needs to be able to comprehend ideas, and so on. So determine a secretary and then start going. Start now. I wish you a wonderful time.